With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. We're learning more about the man accused of the second Trump assassination attempt, the one at Mr. Trump's West Palm Beach Golf Club. Federal prosecutors say the suspect had written a note months earlier indicating that he planned to kill the former president. Just over 40 days to Election Day, and with early voting already underway in some places, the presidential candidates are running hard.
As voting for the general election begins in some states, former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris are looking to blur the lines to woo independent and undecided voters. Trump says abortion laws should be left to the states, but says he supports a federal law to force insurance companies to pay for IVF. He also urged fiscal conservatives by suggesting the government cap credit card interest at 10%.
If Kamala Harris is reelected, she will kill the American dream forever.
Meanwhile, the Harris campaign has been trying to connect with moderate and disaffected Republican voters with events on abortion rights, small business creation, and border security that feature Republican officials. Jennifer King, Washington.
After issuing a warning to residents of southern Lebanon, Israel unleashed a series of airstrikes on Hezbollah targets. And over the weekend, Hezbollah launched at least 150 rockets, missiles, and drones into northern Israel. Also at SRNNews.com, one way or the other, former President Trump says this will be his final White House campaign.
Trump said he will not make a fourth consecutive run for the White House if he comes up short in this year's election. He told Cheryl Akeson's Full Measure program that he doesn't foresee another campaign and that this year's run will be it. The 78-year-old Trump would be 82 years old in 2028, a year older than President Biden is now. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There is a congressional deal on a stopgap spending bill to keep the government in business for the next several months. On Wall Street, the Dow up 32 points. This is SRN News. Over the weekend, about 6,000 fans of the Christian television series The Chosen traveled from all over the country to Orlando, Florida to meet with cast and the crew of the crowd-funded series. The event featured workshops, speeches, and previews of the upcoming season. Executive producer Ryan Swanson tells SRN News that Chosen Con 2024 was a chance to give something back to the show's loyal audience.
This week is a celebration of the fans because we can't do without them, much more so than other shows that might say we're out here for the fans or, you know, an event like this. We are in a symbiotic relationship with our fans where they allow us to continue doing what we're doing. So any opportunity we can to share with an audience what the Bible makes us feel is something that we'll seize on, and that's where we've dedicated our lives as filmmakers to.
Tomorrow we'll hear from actual fans with their on-site reaction to this weekend's big Chosen Con 2024. This is SRN News. U.S. jury convicts a Mexican man of involvement in the violent family business.
The son of a Mexican drug cartel leader has been convicted of charges that he used violence to help his father operate one of the country's largest and most dangerous narcotics trafficking organizations. Federal jury in Washington has convicted Ruben Oseguera of drug trafficking and gun charges. Oseguera, known as El Manchito, is the son of fugitive Jalisco New Generation cartel boss Nemesio Oseguera, and served as the cartel's second-in-command before his extradition to the U.S. in 2020. Jason Walker reporting.
They're still hunting for the gunman who killed four people, injured 17 others in a weekend shooting at a popular night spot in Birmingham, Alabama. Police say victims were caught in the crossfire during the shooting shortly after 11 Saturday night. More details, SRNNews.com.